I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Thane Maynard's guest this morning is Charles Welch, Conservation Coordinator for the Duke Lemur Center at Duke University.
Dr. Charlie Welch, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. Glad to be here.
You know, I've been fortunate, Charlie, to visit the Duke Lemur Center a couple of times, and, you know, the university's famous for its beauty and its scholarly success, and yet the Lemur Center is one of the best-kept secrets.
Well, that's true. Despite our best efforts to get the word out, it does remain one of the best-kept secrets that we are one of the few, really the only lemur research, one of the few or the largest lemur research center in the country and in the world.
And I'll say this, if you couldn't live in Madagascar and you were a lemur in captivity, it'd be a heck of a good place to live because it's that forested campus. And the ones I saw there were just terrific. They weren't just hunkered down, as you would say, in a cage. They were bombing through the trees.
That's correct. We have natural habitat, what we call natural habitat enclosures here, and they're just forested, nice North Carolina forest enclosures where the animals can free range on acres of land, at least in the warm season. Of course, in the winter, we have to keep them in, but when the weather's good, they're out in the trees.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a great way for them to live. And I know that some people are able to visit the Lemur Center, but mostly really serious research goes on at Duke. So tell a bit about your work, Charlie.
Well, I mean, we are first and foremost a research center, but my job is conservation, actually. I'm not a researcher. I facilitate research, and research is a major part of our conservation efforts. But we have a multifaceted conservation project in Madagascar with activities in environmental education and reforestation and even fish farming, a variety of components that all lead back to conservation of habitat for lemurs and all other animals, for that matter, that you would find in the forest.
And, of course, all the lemurs of the world come from Madagascar, and a huge amount of interest and focus has been on them for conservation for at least the last 20 years. And yet what a challenging place, both politically, of course, ecologically, much like Haiti, a lot of the topsoil washes off the mountains into the sea. What's your view of the future for conservation in Madagascar, call it 25 years from now?
Wow. Well, that's a really tough question to answer. Right now, there's a transition government in power that took power by force, and their election's scheduled for next year, and hopefully it'll be up from there. But it's one of the five poorest countries in the world, and as a result, there are a lot of people that are just simply trying to feed their families, and they do whatever they have to do, and often it's subsistence agriculture in the form of slash and burn rice, manioc, slash and burn for pasture land as well. So it's a very complex problem, and it's a very tough one to address, which is why we end up working a lot with sustainable agriculture and reforestation and fish farming and things like that.
Absolutely, but also the opportunity for completely unique ecotourism. And you know better than I, countries, whether that's as prosperous as Costa Rica or as recently changed for the better, such as Rwanda, you know, having folks visit at a pretty high ticket price to see really unique ecosystems and wildlife, Madagascar is set for that if they could pull it off correctly.
Absolutely, and there's just terrific potential on the ecotourism side, and in fact, despite the political situation now, ecotourism is still growing in Madagascar, and if things will settle down, it'll grow even faster. But part of the problem has been the infrastructure, the roads, the communications, and slowly all of that is improving, but you're right, the potential's great, and it gives another reason for people to protect what's there, the forest, because they can make money off of it from ecotourism instead of just leveling it.
Sure, and it can provide some local jobs, and there are very good models for that in Africa and other places. So you mentioned environmental education and community involvement. And as a zoo guy, naturally, that's a thing I find of keen interest because that's the principal role of zoos. That said, do you think it will help enough in a place like Madagascar to say, oh, gosh, we got the school kids involved and they sang some songs and they had a dance? Do you think it'll help, or what other actions need to happen to protect the lemurs of Madagascar?
Well, it's all these actions together that are going to make the difference. And environmental education, conservation education is important, but it is not a quick fix. It's a long-term answer, but if you want to do something sustainable, something that's going to last for the long term, we have to convince the Malagasy, the native people of Madagascar, that it's worth their while. It's in their best interest to protect these areas for the long term. Otherwise, conservation is just simply not sustainable. So, it's one part of working on conservation in a region.
Absolutely, and certainly. You know, that from being, on the ground there and working at times, that idea of getting communities to really embrace something is the key, because the fact that I'm interested, or even if I bring a bunch of tourists from the Cincinnati Zoo over and they spend thousands of dollars, that's very different than if the people that live there really feel a benefit from protecting a forest and its creatures.
Well, that's really true, Thane, and that's one reason that we're so committed to long-term project in Madagascar, is because it takes, we've learned from experience, our conservation experience in Madagascar, that it takes time to build relationships within the community at all levels, and you really have to do that. You have to build those relationships if you want to create something that's going to be really sustainable for the long term.
Absolutely. And, I should point out, because some listeners might not know, but Cincinnati Zoo, where I'm the director, has a long relationship with you all at the Duke Lemur Center. Thanks to you, we have a male and female sifaka that we are, in fact, breeding at our zoo. And then we also have Aye-Aye, and both of those groups of animals belong to Duke Lemur Center, but are on loan to us, and extremely popular primate exhibits.
Yeah, well, those two species are real prizes here at the Lemur Center. We're very proud of our breeding programs with those two species, and they're really two pretty unique and incredible species of animals in their own right. There's nothing quite like an Aye-Aye, and the Shifaks as well are really such interesting animals.
So tell us of an initiative that either you're working on or the Duke Lemur Center is highlighting here in 2013 for the protection of lemurs.
Well, we're working in the northeast of Madagascar in a region called the Sava region. It's actually the premier vanilla-producing region of Madagascar. Mm-hmm. And we've chosen that region to work in because, for a variety of reasons, but that's where our project is based, and we have all these activities that I've already described going on in that area. We're only in our second year of that particular project, so we're only really getting started on the ground there, but making good progress. We also support conservation consortium and have for years the Madagascar Fauna Group, which works out of Tamatave in Madagascar, and that's where my wife and I lived and worked for 15 years in on the east coast of Madagascar.
That is terrific, and it's been an honor to have you on. As I mentioned, Dr. Ken Glander from Duke is a colleague and old friend of mine, and of course Ann Yoder and your team. Thanks for all the support you've given us, and thanks for the good work you're doing.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for the opportunity to talk about Madagascar and conservation.
Absolutely. On our website, we'll link it to some of the things you're doing at Duke Lemur Center, and hopefully some more folks will get involved with your programs.
Great. Thanks a lot, Thane.
My guest has been Dr. Charlie Welch from the Duke Lemur Center in North Carolina. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Thane Maynard.